Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I am Cheryl Fritz, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. General Motors in the Lansing area got some great news yesterday, and we wanted to discuss that a little further. Joining me on the phone now, Erin Davis, who is a GM spokeswoman. Good evening, Erin. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Some great news yesterday. We love to hear good news in the Lansing area in the auto industry with General Motors. Tell us about the investment. It's pretty hefty, about $88 million coming our way.
Yes, that's correct. On May 10th, GM announced that we would be investing $2 billion in U.S. manufacturing, and $88 million of that $2 billion is going to be going to the Lansing Grand River plant right here in Lansing, Michigan.
How did we get to the point of getting this $88 million?
There's an overall investment strategy of, you know, what products are going to be built where. And so it was decided that Lansing Grand River will be getting a future product, and we would need $88 million worth of an investment to do the equipment and tooling for that new product. And all of that will be announced at a later date as to what exactly that model is and when that production will start. But now we're just celebrating that Lansing Grand River is part of the $2 billion in U.S. manufacturing investment that is happening across the United States.
Oh, well, there's no doubt about that. Is it unusual that we don't know what the product will be yet, or is that just kind of how this goes sometime?
It's just how things go at some point.
Uh-huh. So there must be some excitement among the workers as well, knowing that we'll have a new product coming in. And we heard from some union officials yesterday saying, hey, we're not really concerned with what it is. We're just happy we're going to have something to build and build a quality product.
Yes, everyone is excited. We had a meeting with all of our employees yesterday before we made the news public, so that all of our employees could be the first to know that we're going to be getting a future product and further investment into our plant and into Lansing, so everyone is really excited about the news.
Do we have a timetable at all? I mean, are we talking in the fall, in the spring?
Not at this point. There's been no timeline that's been released.
Ah, okay. The GM sales got some kind of mixed reviews, but the Lansing area once again helped keep things at pretty good pace for the month of May, didn't it?
Yes, things are going very well for the products that we produce here. Cadillac has gained more market share so far this year than any other brand in the U.S. luxury segment, and U.S. sales are up 32% through April. So things are going very well for the products that we produce here.
Well, I've got to think that had an impact on the Lansing area being the beneficiary of this $88 million with the workforce that we have here and the products that are selling so well.
Yes, I think that definitely helped our case and able to get a future product here that, you know, everything is lining up really well for the products we produce, the work that is put in, the employees and dedication that we have, and the plants that we have. You know, our Lansing Grand River facility is 10 years old, and our Lansing Delta Township facility is 5 years old. So the technology and things that we have here are great to have.
Well, and just from what you were just alluding to, having the workforce and the plants on the front edge of technology has got to be a feather in our cap.
Yes, for sure. That definitely helps our case for the two newest plants in the United States for General Motors. So it helps demonstrate the importance of Lansing Grand River and highlights the commitment, dedication, and hard work of our members here to build the world-class products that they are building.
Well, we will follow along, Erin, and be excited, as you will be, to find out what the product is that we'll be building here, and just quite happy to be the beneficiary of this money and put it back into the community as well.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. We've been speaking with Erin Davis, GM spokeswoman.